Shalom, shalom. I don't know if you get the thrill out of hearing all these voices across the country and with our dear friends from Canada. But last night we had a birthday party for some folk. Jared, my grandson, Brandon, who's going to be April 6th, and Tony, my son-in-law, is going to be April 7th. And I'm going to be gone when they have their birthday, so we all met last night. And you know, we talked about you. We talked about, did your ears burn? We talked about how blessed it is. Tony said this is his favorite meeting, and it's a phone meeting. But we just love to hear you, love to hear where you're calling from, love to hear your accents. They're a blessing to my ears. And we talked about how if we heard your voices, some of you in a room, we would recognize you, you know, from being on this call. We really have. When people pray together, and they pray together for a while, they develop in their prayer. They develop in their corporate prayer. And I believe that we've developed into a good corporate prayer unit here. Maui, I don't know whether you got up early or stayed up late, but my hat's off to you for joining us today. And I can find out later. They do a more accurate count, but someone sent me a tally sheet for the prayer call. And I just love sitting here and marking off from our marker when you call in. So I just thank you so much for doing that. And this morning I want you, from all the places we are, to join me in beginning with praising our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. How we do praise you. And it's wonderful to lift our voices in prayer. And thank you for coming. And thank you for obeying the Father. And thank you for doing His will. And thank you for dying for us. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for your intercession for us even now. We just praise you together. We want our voices to go up and praise you together. We thank you, Holy and Wonderful Father, for translating us out from the dominion of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son, our precious Lord and Savior. Guide our prayers today, Father. Use them for your glory. In obedience to you, we want to lift up our leaders. We just praise you and thank you that we live, that we're free, that we live in a free land. And we know, Holy Father, that you are the one who has blessed us so to do that. Father, we thank you for our freedom, and we ask you to keep it as the enemy would chip away, chip by chip, one by one at our freedoms. We thank you, Holy Father, that we have the power of prayer, that we have the power of Ilamoro Santa, the coming to you first of all, for our leaders. We want to thank you, Holy Father, that as we've been praying, our president will not be impeached. We want to thank you, dear Father, how that Sila Moraska, truth, is coming to the light. We do pray for truth to prevail, Father, in the name above all names. Holy and wondrous Lord, we here in America lift up our branches of government just quickly here. The administrative, headed up by our President Donald John Trump. And of course, all of that White House and the administration, we ask you to uproot the evil. And we ask you to rostra mahaya. We ask you to ishana mahalabanda, strengthen the roots of the good. We want you to strengthen the good that they can stand and stay in their offices. Holy Father, in the name above all names, we lift up our State Department. Ila mahasote de macambra tashete. We lift up, dearest one, our House of Representatives, our Senate, Lord, in the name above all names. We know there are hearts there that are turned toward you, that even when their peers want them to do otherwise, their hearts tell them not to. Strengthen them, we pray, Holy Father. We lift up the judicial, and we pray for right and truth to prevail. From the Bosalamakanya, the very lowest judge on the totem pole in the United States of America, to the very highest court of our land, we ask you, dearest one, to move upon them, and we're asking you in unity today. Now, dearest Father, in the name above all names, Israel. Folks, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's happening in Israel. They've been having extreme rocket attacks out of Gaza, where the Hamas is in power, and they have actually hit a home north of Tel Aviv. When they did, of course, they got a big Israeli response. And this is right up to date. On Wednesday, they have posted online. You can see some before and after photos of some of the destruction that the Israeli Defense Corps forces have caused in the Gaza Strip after Hamas fired a rocket that landed on a private home in central Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces reported that Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the southern Gazan city of Khan Yunis, including a military compound and a weapons manufacturing site belonging to Hamas. Within moments of this and other strikes, rockets were fired into Israel. They are attacking the Hamas positions. This is another article. I'm getting these articles from the Jerusalem Post. Rockets and airstrikes resume in southern Israel. For a while, they had, even there was a report that there was a ceasefire, but there was not. But now they have resumed, and so amid growing concerns between Hamas and Israel, incoming rocket sirens were activated Tuesday night, shortly after Israeli Air Force struck targets in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip. On Tuesday night, Sderot, that's the town that takes most of these rocket pot fires, about 100 residents gathered at the entrance to the city to protest what they call the government's non-policy on rocket fire from Gaza. I read an article. I didn't print it off to read to you, but there's a party. You know, they're in the Israeli elections. In fact, I saw on Pat Robertson yesterday a report out of Israel that the Hamas is doing this on purpose during the Israeli elections because they think they have a window when Israel won't start a war with them. The elections are April 9. And so I don't know if that's the motive or not, but that's what was reported yesterday, and probably they know over in Israel, CBN's reporters, Chris Mitchell. But they're using this opportunity, it would seem, to think that Israel won't start a war with them. Now, there is a new party. In Israel, how many parties do they have? I don't know exactly right now. It has been as high as 14. And a new party was formed called the Blue and White Party. That's the one that's headed up by General Gantz, and that's the one that my friend, Moshe Ya'alon, whom they call Boogie, he was the former defense minister in two administrations, and he's really one of the top generals and most respected men in all of Israel. And there's another general with him, Ashkenazi, who today said that they need to step it up and not just bomb buildings, but bomb people, bomb where the leaders themselves are. So I don't know if it's going to escalate or if it's going to calm down. But one thing, I'm headed there. I am headed there Thursday, tomorrow. And I'm going to lead a group of women for CUFI, Christians United for Israel. I know that many of you know what that is. Many of you are members of Christians United for Israel. And So I think it's apropos. I think it's the Lord. I think it's God. And I told the ladies on a call, we did a conference call with them the other day, I told them on the call, I believe we're there to pray. Maybe not, you know, just have prayer meetings, but everywhere we go, I always tell people on my tours, And incidentally, we have one planned for early next year. It's going to be our first Migdal Arbel teaching tour. And I always tell the people, let's pray as we go, everywhere our feet trod, and we can pray like Hannah prayed. Only her lips moved, but she was heard in heaven. So I believe that God has us over there. I've been there before, sent by God before elections. It's very interesting. Once, it was just at the last minute the Lord said go. And so we're going to be going. And now this business is happening. So praise the Lord. We'll pray as we go. I'm sure we'll be entirely safe. We always are. We go where God tells us to go and when God tells us to go. I believe this is very much a when. And I believe our prayers will count as well as yours right here. So I am asking you to pray. I'm asking you to pray for me, and I'm asking you to pray for this tour. I've been keeping quite a schedule. Someone asked Tony, Pastor McSpadden asked Tony the other day when Tony spoke for their men's group, is Billy Brim slowing down? He said, I don't think so. And as you all know, just the weekend before last, I was in Mar-a-Lago for that important meeting, and we told you about that. Then we had a week of 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. What a week it was. We have about 70 people come out here. We put up tables, and I teach them. Shelley teaches them, and it's all being recorded for an online school that I'm hoping can start soon after the first of the year, and you can take it online. You can go online right now and say, put me in line. I want to go to the school. Oh, I had such fun. And I got to begin. We're beginning with a Genesis 1:1. So I got to begin and spend quite a bit of time on the world that then was, the pre-Adamic civilization, and then move on ever into Genesis. So exciting. The next school that I'm going to teach is not long after I get back in May. We're going to be out here. You can see if there are any spots still open. I'm going to start with Abraham. Oh, my goodness, how that does start the nation of Israel. And so, yes, and then this last weekend, I was asked by Pastor Kathy DePlantis of Covenant Church in New Orleans, and what a wonderful weekend we had preaching in that church. Jesse and Kathy let us stay in their home, Shelley and me. We had hours of fellowship. How good it was. And then we had a marvelous meeting on Sunday. Kathy sent me a report yesterday of some wonderful things that happened. So I've been having quite a schedule. I'm asking you to pray for me, and specifically that the Lord would strengthen me and help me to be a good leader. Cheryl Morrison is also a leader on that tour. Pray for us that we'll have the right words and every step. But I want you to pray that God would give us the right things to say at the right time, that we'd be at the right place at the right time. We have some pretty key places scheduled to go, and I want to go there. We're going to go to the northern border right up where they found some tunnels. We're going to stand and look over into Lebanon and the Hezbollah. And I don't want that to be canceled. I don't want our trip to the Syrian border to be canceled. Sometimes if there's trouble going on, they will call you and tell you we have to cancel that. But I don't want them to cancel these things. So we're going to leave tomorrow. We're going to go through Newark to Tel Aviv, and there we're going to rest a couple of days, Shelley and I, maybe 3 days, I think. And then the tour will meet us in the Galilee. Be praying with us as we go. I'm flying home the 8th, the day before the election, and I'm going to get a few days rest in Annapolis, Maryland, before we start a meeting there. So you can see that I have to have the Lord quicken my mortal body. But it is written, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he will quicken your mortal body. Oh, Lord, how we do praise you. Right now, let's pray for that trip. Father, these precious women are going. They're pastors' wives. They're women in leadership. Oh, dear Holy Father, open unto them your holy land. Most have not gone before. Open unto them, Ishti Mahasa, the place of Israel in the plan of God. Oh, dear Lord, Kifra Hanoria Masito, Ishandolo Brete de Vrabakala Kalito Lodonji de Malata, Sistiano Makahalito Rogovre Bichano Nikapa. Father, we lift up right now. We lift up there. We lift up the citizens of Sderot. We lift up the decision makers in Israel that are deciding right now what to do, what to do, what to do. Hilebaranda, think down through their minds, Holy Father. Think down through their minds, the minds of the generals, the minds of Netanyahu, Asihila Makabra, the defense Bopam Baratishko. He is the defense minister now, Lord. He, Sebratosha, but you are the defense of Israel. You are the guard of Israel, and it is written that you never sleep nor slumber. Holy Father, you've got this. Ishanoho makala kalito lo bre te di bahasunje. Shebrandas, you're the shepherd of Israel. You who gathered Israel. You who scattered Israel, it is written, will gather them in Jeremiah, and you will keep them as a shepherd does his flock. You are the shepherd. Our dear Savior is the chief shepherd. Father, in the name above all names, these lower La Panda La Makasha shepherds of Israel, these physical ones, who are men upon the earth, women upon the earth. Holy One, Kibaradoshe de Makala, may they have thinking from above. May they hishitorabosonda have solutions that they never thought of. Holy Father, but they came from you. They came from you. They came from you. Iribarason de le mahalatia. Que pratishon de livra pasakara mahalatinyo no kobretashka. Ivratoshe ne makalakalinde ete de vrabacho ne kata. And now we have on here a lady from Nebraska. And she's asked that we pray. Nebraska has really, I don't think, I talked to some people yesterday who grew up in Nebraska. They live now here in Branson. They said that the people in Nebraska, of course, are undergoing all the devastation from the waters. And they said that Nebraska's always been kind of, you know, blessed. And they have never really had to rely upon help and like they have right now. And so, Father, we just pray for those people from Nebraska, those who are feeling the devastation, the destruction from the waters. We just lift them up, Holy Father, Ili Barata, the families, Ishtiano. Father, we lift up this state. We're from all across the United States. And we lift it up, we lift up right now our sister state of Nebraska. We lift up the Cornhusker state. Ishano humakaladino no covrete di basote, Ili mapamba, family by family. Person by person, Holy Spirit, Ina Makamba, angel host, help them. Help them. Visit them. Comfort them. Restore them in the name above all names. And as we're going right here, and it's coming springtime, I just now was impressed to encourage you who live in states which are in what they might call Tornado Alley, to encourage you right now to begin to use your authority on a nice spring day like today. In the name above all names, remember, Heshada Mahala Barate, that the weather patterns on this earth came about after the curse. The weather was perfect in the day when God created earth, Genesis 1:1, and Genesis 1:2 when he recreated the earth, and then when man fell and allowed the enemy in here and the curse came upon the earth, the weather patterns developed. Now, sometimes Satan himself is in a storm, but whether it's just the weather patterns of the curse or whether it is Satan himself and the demons of darkness, you've got authority. So don't forget where you're seated, that you're seated at the right hand of the Father. And Father, in the name above all names, right here and right now, guide us. Let us know when our authority is. I was just down at New Orleans, and I remember with Katrina. Katrina was a judgment. Actually, it was a judgment not made just when before Katrina happened, but it was a judgment that was made that if you curse Israel, you will be cursed. And that is when there was that giving away of Gaza that we now see is so horrid. And, of course, it happened through Ariel Sharon, but he had pressure from the United States of America to do so. That's something that people are forgetting right now. And I believe, and I think I've put it online before, that that was a judgment. Not that God just sat up there and said, okay, you forced Israel or you pressured Israel to give away Gaza, but it's already been a statement. So the statement was, what I think and what I wrote in my blogs at that time was, the United States has operated under a chuppah. A chuppah, that's something that's mentioned in the Bible either two or three times. It's the canopy that's over the bride and the groom when they marry, and it symbolizes blessing, that you marry under a blessing. We've been under a chuppah of blessing, but from time to time, as we've made mistakes, we've shot holes in our chuppah, and the enemy is ever ready to bring forth legally. He's a very legal person, being. And he's ever ready then to bring upon the curse upon us as he can and as our actions have shot the hole in the hoopah. So bless the Lord. I remember God told Jesse when he was going to the Lord about that hurricane coming that the Lord said, you can't stop this one, but you can protect what's yours. And he did that. And we were in Jesse's home this weekend, and I saw that the places where his office is could have been really inundated, but God, he used his authority over what was his and what he could do. But we always use your authority to its widest extent. Always sit up there and say to that to its widest extent. So let's see if we can make this the most tornado-free spring ever. I know what happened in Collinsville. We had an Authority of the Believer conference there last year. And my daughter-in-law, Candace Brim, she and her husband pastor our church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And I said to her, get the weather under control as we're now, you know, coming down there for that conference. And she said, oh, we're already on it. And you know they had the most tornado-free year last year in Oklahoma. So praise the Lord for the authority of the believer. Praise the Lord for those things that God has told us to do. And I want you to help me now lift up the ministries here. I do thank God for the wonderful offerings that people have been sending and blessing us. A whole lot of what I've been doing lately, you know, Mar-a-Lago and a lot of the things that we do. Anyway, praise God for him keeping us going here. And I just want to thank you, Lord, and praise you and give you glory, Father. How I do praise you for the generous hearts of the people that you've moved down through. I just do thank you, dear Father, for the ministries that you've given us, the good works, Holy Father, that you have ordained that we should walk in. And I want to praise you and thank you that you've translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of your beloved Son. From that place we exercise authority because we are no longer under the dominion of darkness, but darkness is under our feet. And Father, in the name above all names, I'm taking this opportunity while we're talking about authority of the believer and while we've got on this line so many partners, so many who love you and work with us, they're on the line, so that proves they do. In the name above all names, we take authority over the enemy. You will not, while Billy Brim is not here in this state, you will not attack this enemy, this good work that God's ordained us to do. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus over a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville, over Bristadamakaya, Elamahashonda Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, all the heavenlies, Migdal Arbel in Israel, Maryland, where I'm headed. You will not, in the name above all names, you will not attack my family. You will not attack my Eastern Makanda, the good works God's ordained we should walk in. And you will not attack my body in Jesus' holy name. Eastern Makaya, I lift up everyone on this call. I lift up everyone on this call. Under the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I stand with you in your taking your authority. I stand with you in agreement. Hallelujah. If any two or more agree. Woohoo. We usually have about 800 or so on this call. We're in agreement. We're in agreement. It is written, if any of two of you agree, and here we are in agreement. Hallelujah. Jesus is right there in the midst of us. Praise the Lord. Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And in the name above all names, standing together for our country, for our cities, for our states, for our families, for the good works God's ordained we should walk in. We ask for God's blessing. And in the name of all, above all names, we stand against the curses of this Ilabahasodamahashanta Kalabaranta. We're not under the curse. Jesus has made us free. We're not under the curse. Jesus has made us free. Father, I'm asking you for a blessed day. I've got a lot of things to do today. And I'm asking you for your direction. You'll think through my mind. Help me get the task done. Lead me and guide me. And I'm asking for blessings as I go. I'm asking for blessings on everyone on this line as we go about this day. May it be a productive day for all of us in the service of the Lord. When Kent and I had our very first meeting, which was a big meeting in California, we didn't know how to have big meetings. We didn't have big meetings. We didn't have any kind of meetings in those days. And the Lord told us to get as close to Azusa Street as we could and bring out the old-time prayers, who prayed on a level that most people had never seen. Supernaturally, God brought 2,500 people to that meeting. Coming back from the meeting, we had a layover in Dallas, Texas airport. And my husband, Kent, had a suitcase with the offerings. He was a nervous, well, he was nervous. And I remember something that stuck with me ever since. Beloved Brother Halverson, that man of prayer, in his little Norwegian accent, he said, "Isn't it good to go about in the service of the Lord?" Immediately, that nervousness went off Kent. It went off all of us. And I had the thought, that's what everybody who's faithful in the kingdom of God does. No big I's, no little U's. We all have the job of going about in the service of the Lord. And that's what my job is today. And that's what your job is today. And isn't it good to go about in the service of the Lord. This is Billy Brown saying shalom, shalom, until next Wednesday, when I shall greet you from Israel. I haven't looked at my schedule, but I believe it's totally possible. I will be blogging from Israel. I always blog better when I'm away. I don't know what the deal is, but I'll keep you posted if you go online to our blogs. We love you and thank you. Todah Rabbah. Thank you very much. And shalom, shalom, in its full meaning of the word.